Well, welcome. Hello, everyone here. Welcome to this beautiful, amazing auditorium that we're all gathered to celebrate the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii. Can we hear a hip hip hooray? One, two, three. Woohoo! Hip hip hooray!
Woo-hoo! Hip hip hooray!
Yeah. My name is Reverend Laura Rule, and I'm one of the directors and teachers here at the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii. And we've got lots of students here that have been immersing themselves in this work. We've got some graduates here. We've got some people here for the first time. Welcome, and many others, many other beautiful, amazing light beings that really celebrate spirit. And that's what we do here, is celebrate and our awareness of spirit. So, welcome, welcome. We're going to start out with this celebration with just me telling you a little bit about the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii, and then a short meditation, and then some stories from some students, and then a blessing from Reverend Lisa French. So, and then some announcements at the end. So, yeah, just settle on into your chairs, and just as we like to say, just be grounded and present in your own space, in your own heart, and we'll start the celebration. You might notice it's a big auditorium with lots of light coming in and lots of flowers. People send a lot of flowers when it's our celebration. We are celebrating 22 years of being the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii. Wow. So you all, as we sit here, we get to be part of 22 years of this amazing energy work and waking up to our clairvoyance, our kindergarten, and just our awareness of spirit. So it's big. 22 years is a long time to put our attention and to have a center be open for this long and thriving, just thriving. So, the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii, just briefly, we started 22 years ago, started with a Reverend Lisa French, the founder. She came over, moved over to the Big Island of Hawaii to just take a break. She'd been running clairvoyance centers in California, several of them, and decided to come over to the Big Island of Hawaii and be here and see what shows up. Well, what showed up was several people finding out that she was here saying, hey, we want to learn this clairvoyant work. We want to learn about clairvoyance and kindergarten and the work that you've been doing over there in California. There's many centers all over the world, and word just got out and starting to wake up everyone who wants to become more aware of spirit. So she started out in her living room, and it grew and grew. We've had centers in several different places here on the island, from up on the mountain to down across from a beach park. And that's where we started a center for a long-distance center, a global center. And that's where we're at now, is teaching globally from people from all over, from Venezuela and Germany and England and Czechoslovakia and all over the United States, all here globally. And with this great technology, we get to do it online, and it is still growing. So, been celebrating in 22 years. So let's take a moment and before our blessing, and let's just be aware of our bodies, because this meditation that we have learned and has been passed down through the ages, a lot of wisdom in this meditation, in clairvoyance. So just closing our eyes and being really aware of our bodies and just aware of our breathing. right? A lot of meditation. As you become aware of your breathing, you want to be embodied in your body. This is where it's all happening, right? It's in our bodies. So it's a lot of amazing spiritual anatomy and awareness that we can have when we just settle in. So taking a moment to be aware of your breath, your feet on the floor, maybe just do a little wiggle, your butt bones in the chair. And just being here now, maybe giving your body a little bit of a squeeze. And yeah, just noticing your breathing. So it's really gathering yourself, gathering your awareness to here, right now, in this space. And just noticing your breathing a little bit more. We'll do a longer meditation as the blessing, after the blessing. But right now, just really gathering yourself here. Yeah. Right. And then what we like to do is just imagine that you create a really big, bright, beautiful golden sun, golden light above your head, and just bringing that on in, just raising your frequency ever so much, really bringing that gold, and imagine a golden sun just melting and coming on into all of your trillions of cells, letting your body get a beautiful healing from this gold that you're bringing in. And then when you are ready, we're going to do a couple of stories here. So just bending down, and you just kind of bend over a little bit and come out of trance if you went in a little deep, and just be there in the center of your head. Be there. And we've got a couple of storytellers here about how the clairvoyant work that they've been doing, the tools that they've learned through the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, and how it's maybe impacted their lives, helped them to take a big step. So let's take a look. I think I'll introduce Kingston. So Kingston is in the Advanced Clairvoyant Program, and welcome, Kingston. You're calling from New York, is that correct?
From New Haven, Connecticut, but close.
Oh, close, okay, the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So here you are. We'd love to hear a story about how the clairvoyant work has really impacted your life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura. And hello, everybody. As Laura said, my name is Kingston, and I'm in the Advanced Clairvoyant Program. And I was reflecting on what tool story to share tonight, because I use my tools every single day, and I've had some really big kind of phenomenal experiences, and then I've had simpler, smaller experiences, and I was trying to decide, you know, what do I want to share tonight? And my partner, who's also in the center, suggested that I hook my question up to Supreme Being and ground it down into the center of the earth and see what answer I get. So I did that, and I got the answer to share one of my simpler stories, because it really shines a light on how these tools help me every single day in so many different ways. So by trade, I'm a yoga teacher, and in most yoga studios, teachers get paid a base rate and then receive kind of bonus payment or commission based on the number of students that come into class. And I was given a brand new class at a studio, morning class on a weekday, which can sometimes be hard to fill up in the beginning. It takes time to grow. And I decided to sit down before the first class and, you know, get into a meditation and use my tools and specifically use the mock-up tool. So in my mock-up, I said, I want 15 people in my class this morning. And I sent out golden hello roses, you know, ran my energy, called back my gold, finished my meditation, then went to class, taught the class, and at the end we're all lying in Savasana. And I'm kind of looking around, remember my mock-up, and I start to count everybody in the classroom. And I count to 14. And I'm like, man, so close. My mock-up was 15. And there's 14 people in the class. I was almost there, and then I was like, oh, man, well, it's okay. You know, it was close. And then suddenly I got this picture where my fingers that were counting the students in the class turned around and pointed at myself. And I started to laugh because I realized I was the 15th person in the classroom. And I then realized the importance of specificity in a mock-up. So the following week, I sat down before my class and got into meditation and decided to use my mock-up tool again. And this time I was going to be specific. And just to really play an experiment, I decided instead of 15 people, I want 17 students in my classroom, not including me. Went through my meditation, used my tools, sent out golden hellos, went to class, and then at the end of class, again, lying in Savasana, I start to count the number of students in my classroom, and I count 17 students, not including me.
Woo-hoo.
I was the 18th. So, woohoo indeed. Just a simple story, but one that, to me, really illuminates the power of the tools in everyday life.
Thank you so much. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have you teach about mock-ups in the next class.
I'm down. I'm down for it.
Right on. Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you.
And we have, yeah. So next we have Deanna. Deanna, do you have a story for us?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Deanna, and I'm also in the Advanced Clairvoyant Program. I've been practicing with the center for about 3 years, and I love using my tools. I use them every day. Or almost every day when I need to use them. And I like to travel a lot, so whenever I'm going places, I will use my tools and work with the different energies all over the world, all over with different cultures and meeting different groups of people. And my tools have always been a standby for me to use as I'm traveling. And I have a really great story that I want to share with you guys today as well, one that every time when I think about it, I go, wow, that was really neat. That was really cool. So the story I want to share with you is about the mock-up tool, the same tool that Kingston had shared about. And the story goes as this. I had wanted to work in Alaska for the summer, and I was very excited about it. I ended up finding a job online for seasonal work, and I happily started making my way up to Alaska. From Seattle, I drove with someone, and I get there. I really like the town that I landed in. I got introduced to all the people that worked there in my employment office, and I was doing photography. And as it started to unfold, about, you know, a week, 2 weeks, I wasn't so crazy about the situation. I wasn't crazy about my living situation. It wasn't too comfortable, and the group of people I shared the house with weren't the same mindset. And I wasn't crazy about the job. It was okay, but it didn't make my heart sing. So I decided one day, let me use my tools. Let me shift this, see what I can do, because I love this town, and I really want to be in Alaska, but I don't want to be in this situation. So I sat down one day, and I used my tools. I took some classes throughout the week, and I cleared my energy. And then I did a mock-up. And in this mock-up, I didn't know exactly what to ask for, but I asked the mock-up, Great Spirit, to shift my career into a magical opportunity, a magical career opportunity that allows me to express myself and enjoy myself. And lo and behold, not even one day later, magic happened. I ended up finding out from someone that a local organic garden in town was hiring. And I walked right up there. And one of the shopkeepers, she took me up into the office. And I met the managers and the owner. And they said, as you walked in, we were just talking how we needed another tour guide. So I basically got hired right on the spot. And everything shifted. My hours were so much better. They worked with my schedule. I was able to have my own space, my own room. I didn't have to share it with two other people. And I got to live in an old caboose. I lived in a train wagon, and that was the coolest thing for me. I had my own space. I had a beautiful community of people. We would do bonfires. We would play music. And I was able to be a tour guide, so I was able to express myself and stand in front of people and speak. But not only just this, I was able to speak about organic gardening and stories and folklore, which is something I was very passionate about. So that was a plus as well.
Hmm.
And then I was able to receive more in pay and gratuity and just share myself with people. And I was able to get a gym pass where I practiced yoga and did, you know, rock climbing and working out. So all of it was just so, so beneficial and just so, so different. And yeah, it completely shifted. It completely shifted, and it shifted very fast when I worked with my tools. So that's a cool story
Thanks,
I wanted
Deanna.
To share. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
Wow.
listening.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mock-ups. Well, mock-ups get the prize for the tool. There's many tools. Thanks, Deanna. Thanks, Kingston.
Thank
well, that's the stories for now. Yeah, mock-ups are powerful, and these tools just have a way of empowering and getting you back in touch with what's important. Yeah. All right. Well, shall we do a blessing? So I would like to introduce Reverend Lisa French, and she is the founder of the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. So, Lisa, I'm going to pass you the rose microphone. Are you here?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hello, everybody. Nice to see you.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
We have people calling in from all over the world, from homes, cars, offices, wherever everybody is. And I just wanted to say hello, that you're in a global sanctuary. It's an auditorium. It is a beautiful space full of light. We have all these flowers. There's lilies, so you might smell the lilies blooming. And I just want to welcome you to the sanctuary, and that the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii is a sanctuary. We are a sanctuary for spiritual growth and learning. And there is, you know, I'm sure you've noticed around the world that there's kind of sometimes that energy that says spirit isn't really real. You know, what you see is what you get, blah, blah, blah. It's not very much fun. And we have had this space here 22 years to dedicate to the colors of spirit, to the phenomena of being able to see with the third eye and connect with our own higher selves, and to be able to have a place where we step out of our day-to-day lives and all the busy activities and just go on a spiritual journey where we start to recognize ourselves and as you heard from Kingston and Deanna, learn some different techniques and tools that help us accent our lives. They both told very colorful stories about things that they needed to do in their day-to-day life and their work, and how they were able to make a energy really magic and full and create something that is satisfying to them so that they can be who they are in time and space. And I think that's what we all want. You know, underneath of everything that everybody wants, we all want to find joy in some way, to feel connected in some way, to discover more of who we are. And so that's what the tools do. And I'm going to light a couple of candles and then say a blessing and do a short meditation. And the first candle that I'm going to light as part of our blessing, I'm going to light. So I'm standing up on a stage in front of you, and there's all these flowers and these big candles. There's a yellow candle and a violet one, and I am lighting the yellow candle first. And this this candle is dedicated to to the journey, to all those who participated in this clairvoyant work from the beginning, and to those who will participate for the next 22 years and beyond. It's to the people who are starting today and the people who will start tomorrow and the people who started many long years ago. It is a candle dedicated to the wonder of who we all are, discovering our essence, discovering acceptance and forgiveness and the ability to transform with humor. The candle is dedicated to the heart and the third eye and every cell in the body and the eternal being of every single one of us. The second candle that I am going to light, which I am lighting now, is the violet one. Candles are burning beautifully too, let me say. Nice. This candle I'm dedicating in the honor of Dr. Louis Bostwick, who was the one who founded this work and this system and created a space for it on the planet, kind of took things out of what we might call an atheist frequency or mostly just religious as far as spiritual goes, and says, let's go have some fun. Let's go play. Let's go create and learn about ourselves. Let's have some sanctuary and some adventure. And Louis is, he's in the next world now. He's still actively creating space for clairvoyance to happen here in this dimension. He's an amazing being. And his dream was many clairvoyants all over the world, like little candle flames, creating more light for all people, that each of us could learn to discover and have and explore the divinity within us. Candle Louis is in honor of you, and it's in honor of the many candles that we all are and that are lighting every day all over this planet. Okay, and why don't you close your eyes and take a deep breath, and I'm going to say a prayer, and we'll go into a meditation. Relax and close your eyes and smell the fragrance of lilies. Yeah, maybe you might smell roses or a little honeysuckle that's in there too. Hello, Great Spirit, and all the great beings of light, those beings in this world and the next, earth beings, animal spirits, wonderful souls everywhere that hold the clairvoyant frequency. We thank you. We are so honored to be able to participate in the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. We're so honored every day to work together in spiritual community, create a very powerful vibration, very powerful space in which spirit can greet and recognize, say hello to each other, in which each of us can learn to understand more of who we really are. So we give thanks for this phenomenal sanctuary for the last 22 years and for the next 22 years. We give thanks to everybody who's been part of it in every way and those who aren't here yet and will be part of it soon. We create space in this blessing. We give gratitude in this blessing. We give recognition to the light of the soul, to the individual and the collective, to that place where we can each learn to operate in our own essence, our own harmonic, and be able to enjoy the wonders of all other spirit. So in this sanctuary, this safe place, we bless this as a safe place for laughter and for tears, a safe place for clear seeing, for reading auras, for having the adventure of spirit. We bless this space with the fragrance of lilies, the power of clear seeing, and the soul's knowing, with the power of grounding to the center of the planet, the power of knowing, the power of being, and the power of doing, the power of seeing. Bless this space all of us together in this moment. Amen. Aho.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a deep breath. Yeah. And just with your eyes closed, notice the earth underneath of you. Hello to the earth mother under you, she who holds us every day in our bodies. And one of the things we love to do here is ground our bodies to the center of the planet. You might know about that. You might just be learning about it. You might not be familiar with it yet. That's fine. We're going to take a moment and just connect our bodies to the center of the planet. And the way you do that is you make a picture and you connect the base of your spine to the center of the planet. So it could be a picture of something very simple like a big tree trunk or a huge pipe or a big colored tube. Or it could be something very silly like the tail of a dolphin or a horse tail or a giant zucchini or a rabbit ear. Rabbit ears are very fashionable this week. And tree trunks are always steady and stable. They are very easy to visualize for us all. These that are so nurturing. So you're simply creating this picture, and you're creating it underneath of you in the planet, and you're connecting one end of it right into the first chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and it contains your body's information about being connected and being safe. And then we grow that picture down through all the layers of the earth and rock and water and crystal and lava and everything that's down there. Grow it all the way down and we root it into the very center of the planet. We hook it in down there. And when we ground the body, it stabilizes it and makes it a safe place. The idea that your body ultimately becomes a sanctuary, a safe place for you to discover spirit and learn to know your own unique self in a way that is wonderful for you, to find the part of you that you can love and cherish and realize then that every part of you is worthy of being loved and cherished. So with that grounding, besides being connected, we can let go of anything that's an obstacle for us. We can let go of things that are limits or difficult for us. So take a deep breath. Let's celebrate the fact that we could connect to the center of the planet by breathing, just letting go. Maybe you start to let go of something that you've been anxious or worried about. You let go of a problem or a responsibility. You're able to let go of kind of a sheath of old energy that's kept you limited or held you back from seeing who you really are. I think sometimes we're afraid because we think who we really are might not be that great. But let me tell you, if you could see yourself from the other side or when you can, you will see how great you are. Each one of us is a light carrier. One of us is learning how to let that light get brighter and burn away the darkness and the illusions. That's part of what we're doing on Earth. That's part of this journey, is discovering ourselves in a very powerful way. It's kind of funny, when we're on the other side, we're not here in body, it's pretty easy to see it. Then you get down here and it's like, whoa, who turned out the lights? So how great that we learn to see with the eye of spirit, because then the light comes back on. As I can see all of you, a lot of light. So as you're grounding, just let go of anything that's dark or heavy or seems unpleasant or uncomfortable. Because your own vibration, your own essence inside of you is extremely comfortable. Even in the most challenging situations, you're able to find some comfort and know that you're going to get through it. You know, it's not about what happens to us. It's our ability to be present when whatever does happen, happens. And having a little sense of humor about it, yeah. So we're breathing and we're grounding to the center of the planet. we're rooting our bodies deep down. You can even make that a little bit wider, if you like. Make that grounding really wide so that you can have space to find out who you are without any fear or punishment. If there's any of those vibrations in your body, that grounding can just let them go for you. It can come out as like a liquid or maybe a feeling or a color or a vibration. If this is very new for you in the beginning, you might not be sure yet if it's working, but trust me, it is. This longer, you kind of get it. Yeah, grounding is amazing. Kind of like a superpower. So we get to let go of anything that's been hurting us that for some reason we've been holding on to and kind of chewing on. Chew on something and wonder why you're doing it because it's not comfortable. Like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Yeah, don't worry about why. Just let it go. Sometimes there's some of that kind of revved up vibration that's kind of anxious. Anywhere that you've believed anything that doesn't say that you're wonderful. This sanctuary and part of this blessing is creating more space for people to realize who they really are and to be able to discover that spectacular and unique frequency that we each have and that we each get to admire in each other. You know, we do clairvoyant readings so that we can look at the frequency of another soul and be impressed by it and admire it and talk about it and look at it and say what colors it is and be in wonder of the frequency of another soul. And as we learn the people who are in the readings, what a great space that is. It's an important part of our journey here because as you learn to be in wonder of another soul, it sneaks up on you and you learn to be more in wonder of yourself. It's been kind of trendy in our world to be down on ourselves. It's actually people who believe that we're born and we're really kind of bad when we're born and we have to learn how to be good. Let that go if there's any of that in you because it's not true. We can make all kind of decisions that might have positive or negative effects in our lives, but inherently within ourselves, we're really amazing beings. And we're learning how to do this without being narcissistic and stuck on ourselves, but being whole, able to admire ourselves and admire others, being able to see. So letting go of any past hurt. I ask today of Spirit in this blessing that all the wonders and magic that's been created and concentrated and built in 22 years of doing this work and saying hello to Spirit and creating sanctuary and creating magic and creating space for people to honor the inner sanctuaries with the God of their own hearts, their higher selves. I ask that everything that's been built from all that 22 years of journeying, that we can all have that in this moment because we're here tenfold, that it feeds us all, whether you've been here a lot or you just got here. That in the moment of this blessing, in the power of this journey today that we're all having in this global sanctuary, every single one of us gets to receive. So we're setting that up right now. We're setting up the frequency of really receiving. Everybody who's ever done this work has built something, and today you get to have a part of it because you're here. So we're breathing and we're letting go of anything that would hold us back from that. Or any of that vibration that says, is it really real? What if it's not? Or anybody else who's been kind of bothering you, somebody else's frequency or energy that has maybe kind of got into your field and said, well, you're not so great. Now let it go. Say hello to the vibration that we teach our classes in, which is spiritual kindergarten. In that vibration, wow, we're all, right where we are is a great place to be. Right where we are this minute, whether it's difficult or amazing, it's okay because it's where we are. that place of kindergarten, we can breathe and we can let go of anything holding us back. Have spirit as real and validating and powerful, we can have sanctuary. Allowing that grounding to work for you to release. Hello, that within you and within your own heart is a powerful gateway. Create now above your head a really big golden sun. And imagine that you could create a sun that was maybe as big as your body and the luminous egg-shaped aura around your body. Really big golden sun. And as you create this golden sun, you're creating energy and validation for who you are. You're creating light. You're creating wellness. Each of us is getting a special magic pinch of 22 years of clairvoyant miracles. For each, very generous with ourselves and each other, because we're in this sanctuary right now, we're each of us receiving this, some of this frequency in the golden sun. But we'll bring that into our bodies so that we can grow with it. When a lot of people build something together, it creates a mana or a power or an energy. It creates a life of its own that's beneficial for all involved. And so today, we recognize that vibration. We share in it, we celebrate in it, and we all get some. It's kind of fun. We all get to receive some, every single one of us. And if you're here right now in the sanctuary, that's great. If you're listening to this as a recording and you're hearing it later, you are here right now, and you are getting this. Imagine that above your head, this vibration is so great and so big, and imagining is visualizing, and it's real. Sense is real. Images are real. If you look outside your window, you're going to see a bunch of pictures outside. You're going to see trees and bushes and buildings, and you're not going to see a bunch of words floating around out there. Words are an interpretation of images. Images are so real, and this golden sun is real. It's power-packed. It's full of light, and it's full of your light. With extra oomph. Ready? Just take a deep breath and let that come pouring in through the top of your head. Let it illuminate you and replenish you and fill you in. Let it feed and nourish the places within your soul that have been thirsty. Let it bring the blessings of 22 years of clairvoyant magic into you, whether you've been here a long time or you just got here today. Let it bring your own essence into the places where you've been releasing and just replenish yourself. Let it travel through every cell in your body and into your bones and through all the chakra energy system, all the acupressure points, right out through your skin, aura around you. Ooh, the candles are crackling and wildly burning as you guys bring in the light. The yellow candle and the violet candle are alive with the light of the process of us replenishing ourselves. Lots and lots of golden light. And it's just filling you, saturating that egg-like sphere around your body, your aura. In the center of your head and the top of your head and everything between the top of your head and your toes, down to your fingertips. Take a really deep breath and just breathe in that golden light. And as you breathe that in, you can put your hand over your heart chakra or just say hello to your heart chakra and a couple times within you, yourself. Whatever, say hello, I love you, or hello, you're wonderful, or hello, I admire you, or all three of those, or any combination. Just quietly, telepathically to yourself for a moment. Take a nice deep breath and give your body a stretch. Kind of reach your arms up above your head and give your body a little stretch and stretch right into that. Open your eyes and come out of that meditative space. And in a minute, we're going to do a couple more things. But hey, congratulations for participating in this blessing, and thank you for being part of 22 years of clairvoyant magic and the celebration of the next 22 years. It's pretty exciting. There's a lot happening. Get together in the body once a year in Tahoe, so if you start the clairvoyant training, you can step into that, Lake Tahoe, California, get to see eyeballs, and a lot of miracles happen here. It's a powerful sanctuary, and we're really happy that all the good energy that's gotten created all these years is able to nourish you today, was able to nourish each of us. We're all so nourished by the light that is built in the sanctuary, and we're so honored to sustain and care for and love a sanctuary. Breathing and with our eyes open, I'm going to hand the rose to Reverend Samara Taylor, who's step up to our podium here in front of the church, and just give us a few announcements as closure for our blessing ceremony today. Here you go, Samara.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lisa. That was beautiful. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for participating in our anniversary blessing today. We do have a week full of celebrations, and I would just like to invite you to some of those fun events that we have this week to celebrate the energy of 22 years of clairvoyant magic. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23rd, we are offering a meditation service. It's just a simple 30-minute free meditation that's available to everyone, whether you have clairvoyant tools or whether this is your first time participating. But it's a wonderful opportunity to continue what we've done here, grounding our bodies and bringing in the light of our true essence. So that is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, April 24th, we have a wonderful psychic demonstration with Reverend Laura Rule, who you have heard from this evening. It's going to be a really fun event where some of our clairvoyant students, those who are in our classes, are going to play with the clairvoyant tools and demonstrate how we work with them, how we use them, what is that clairvoyant energy. A really fun way to see what the clairvoyant vibration is. So I welcome you all to that. Again, it's free, open to everybody. It will be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's just going to be really quick, about an hour and 15 minutes. So that's a fun event. And also coming up on Saturday, this coming Saturday, we have an aura healing clinic. It's almost sold out. I think there's only two spots available. Sold out is the wrong word because it's free. But jump in and claim your spot. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And some of our students will be working with the clairvoyant healing energy, giving healings on the aura and on the energetic field. And along with that, we also have coming up a couple of really wonderful classes where we teach the tools that we love and learn at the center. We have a Healing 101 class coming up Saturday beginning May 4th. It's a six-week series. There's also Healing 102 that continues right after Healing 101. It's with Reverend Mavis Hirata, and it's a wonderful experience for you to learn how to work with your own clairvoyant healing ability. We also have a Clairvoyant 101 class coming up. That's going to be beginning Wednesdays, beginning May 8th. It's also a six-week series. It starts at 5 p.m. Pacific, and Reverend Patty Lasseline is going to be teaching that. It's where we really begin the clairvoyant journey. You can take a bunch of wonderful workshops, have some classes, but when you decide that you're really ready to explore a little more, Clairvoyance 101 is the place to start. It's a powerful class, and I welcome you to participate. And because all of you have joined this particular event today, we're offering all of you, in celebration of our 22nd anniversary, a coupon, a discount for showing up. If you choose to enroll in Clairvoyance 101 or the Healing 101 class, you can do that on our website. All of these events are available through our website, which is clairvoyanthawaii.com, if you go to our calendar of events. And if you use the coupon code HAPPY22 at checkout, you can get 20% off Clairvoyance 101 or Healing 101. The coupon is HAPPY22 in celebration of our 22nd birthday. So thank you, everyone, so much for being here. As Lisa mentioned, we are a nonprofit spiritual sanctuary, which means any donations that you make to our center really benefit the work and are also tax deductible. So if you're inspired to contribute in that way to our center, there is a button on the website in the top right corner where you can donate financially. But otherwise, just come in, celebrate, enjoy with us, have a free event, enjoy a meditation, try the psychic demo. Thank you all so much for being here, and we wish you happy magic in the clairvoyant universe. Thank you.
Thank you, Samara. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kingston. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, great powers of clairvoyance. We're completing our blessing today. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming. It was a pleasure and an honor to celebrate 22 years of magic with you. Have a fantastic afternoon, morning, evening, whatever time it is in your time zone. And we'll see you around in our beautiful global auditoriums. Take good care. Bye-bye and aloha.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.